ısmarı yüceça. Mayer pitaman obudir. Mameves yasyasın seya. Translation. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Purport. The instruction to Arjuna is very important for all men engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up the prescribed duties of engagements. One can continue them and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one will be transferred to the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, without doubt. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. So, material existence is described as a struggle. Prakriti stani kersati. There is no question that life is possible without a fight. Everyone has to fight in the material world. But to become victorious in the fight with the material energy is not so simple. Sometimes it may appear we do well, but then with time we may still become defeated. I read the books of Carlos Castaneda many years ago and saw that it was a description of a warrior. And the warrior was gaining more and more power. And through his power, was able to perform supernatural feats. Similar to the descriptions of yogis in India or in other places of the Far East who were performing supernatural activities. As is described in Sanskrit literature, attained cities, mystic perfections. And such yogis were also able to even counteract the influence of the laws of nature. But still, as happened in the book of Carlos Castaneda, in the final book, the great warrior was facing death. And it was a great fight, and in the end, he lost. So what's the point of this book? Throw it in the bin. He lost, like everybody else. Because Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punarvatino Arjuna Mamupi Chetukuntia Punarjanmana Vijate. On all the planets within the universe, on all the stars within the sky, where life can be found, in so many different forms and features, in unlimited varieties within this universe, life on so many planets, there is one principle which is in common for all these different features of life, and that is death. It is temporary. The Bhagavad Gita, therefore, is pointing out that anything in this world, no matter how much successful it initially may be, in the ultimate, is not successful, because in the ultimate, it ceases to exist. It is said, in this world there are set avikar, six transformations of any object. It comes into being. It grows. It comes to a flourishing state. It then, for a little while, continues to exist, and then it gives off some byproducts. Then it begins to dwindle, and then it ceases to exist. But the soul has no business with any of these kind of transformations. The soul does not transform. When the body becomes transformed, when the mind becomes transformed, when unlimited objects in this world become transformed, the soul does not become transformed. Countries become transformed. Cities are found under layers of dust by our archaeologists. Still, if we dig deeper, in deeper layers of earth, dinosaur bones are uncovered, and so many other findings are there. But all these things simply become covered by dust. So with time, layers and layers of dust will cover the reality of today. We too will one day be covered by dust, at least our bodies. That is the nature of the material energy. So we think that we are in control, but actually prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. In actuality, it is the modes of material nature that are interacting, and we are simply under the control of nature, thinking that we are making choices. But what choices do we make? We make the choices that are dictated to us. But the soul is not affected. The soul is somehow or other in this world, but not really mixing truly with the nature of this world, because the soul is of a different nature. Apareya mitastvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam daryati jagat. The living being is not of the same nature as the universal energy. Bumirapo nalo vayu kamana buddhi vacha ahangaramiti amebina prakriti rastada. It is said that the material energy is made up out of eight separated energies. Eight energies that are originating from Krishna. And that's superior to these eight energies is the apara shakti, or it is an energy of a different nature. That energy is unlike the material energy. The living being is eternal. But when the eternal living being comes under the influence of the material energy, then yayedam daryate jagat, then he is trying to exploit that material energy. Then he is trying to manipulate that material energy for his own advantage. And he'll try and make so many nice creations. Gold, So many golden shapes, golden forms, golden watches, golden cars, gold finger. So many varieties of gold. So all this is jedem dar je tejegat, the manipulation of the universe. So this is going on and carrying on. But reality is not there. Because all the gold of this world will be melted and shaped and placed into different forms, and they will decorate the ego of men and women. Sometimes that gold will be shown in the form of earrings. Sometimes that gold will be there in the form of golden teeth, and sometimes in the form of golden pens, and sometimes in any other form. And all these forms are simply subject to change with time and are used to flatter the ego of men and women. And we play like this with the material energy, with the different objects. We play because by collecting so many things, our prestige is increasing, and we enjoy in the mind. Enjoyment is taking place in the mind. We think, how wonderful is this? And because we are convinced that the experience is so wonderful, we're very happy and pleased. Although the reality is actually not what appears in the mind. Because the reality is always mixed. Just like the reality on the marriage day, the funeral is also included. Right? I mean, we can have a beautiful marriage day. Wonderful. Everything is glorious. But actually, on that same day, the funeral is already included. It's part of the same package, you see. So as you buy into the marriage and into the wonderful occasion of happiness and all the glories of that day, at the same day you sign into the funeral. But because there's so many years in between, we consider, no, but that's a different thing. But the reality is that actually we make the separation in our mind. Because in terms of time, it's one thing, it's one package, it's one deal. You cannot have one without the other. And we say, no, but there's a whole life in between of beautiful things and beautiful enjoyment. Fine, but you make a mental separation. But the soul has no business with this. The soul is eternal. The soul does not take birth. There is no time that the soul appears and everyone rejoices. It's a boy, it's a girl. Blue cards, pink cards, whatever. Blue socks, pink socks. Nothing like that. Yes. The soul doesn't wear pink socks or blue socks. No. The soul is eternal. The soul has no passport. The soul has no nationality. The soul does not belong to any particular background, because the soul is pure and spiritual. And therefore, sarvopadi vinir muktam tatparatvena nirmalam, free from designation. Free from designation. This is the land of designation. See? And everything we wear is part of our designation. Everyone you can see by their attributes who they are, right? Bright orange or gray with stripes, or red with spots, or other varieties, right? And everything tells a story immediately, right? Put a few diamonds on every finger and it tells a story like that, right? I mean, if I just move my glittering fingers as I'm talking, it tells a story. Everything tells a story about us. Upadhi. Designations. What's your title? Yes. Visiting card. Professor. Oh, professor. Really? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. I studied at Harvard. Oh, Harvard. Oh, really? Harvard. Yeah, well, I studied at Oxford. Oh, Oxford. Oh, dear. And in this way, designations. Designations. Right? I'm from New York. Oh, wow, New York. Really? New York. Pleased to meet you. It's like this. Designations. Right? Designations. So what does it mean you're from New York? So? Who are you from New York? A rat from New York or an angel from New York? Who are you? Right? That doesn't mean anything. New York's a big place. Right? But by designation, our identity is built up. Yeah. By designation, we make a package and we believe it. I went to such and such school, I have this and this job, I live in this part of town, I'm married to so and so, I drive this and this car, I wear these and these designer's clothes, I paid a lot for them. And all this makes up me. Designation. Just designation. The soul has no business with all these things. Najayati, Mriyati, Vakadachin. The soul never takes birth, the soul never dies. The soul is beyond all this matter. The soul has nothing to do with it. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam, totally free from this. So, a transcendentalist is aware of this knowledge. Who knows this in the world? A great enlightened person understands this principle. But merely understanding is not enough. Just to understand that we are not the body, not all these attributes. Who can understand? I'm from this community, I'm from that community, and that one is from a different community. Who can understand? This one is Serbian and that one is Croatian. And this one is Serbo-Croatian. My God. That must be intense. If you are Serbo-Croatian, what does that mean? A great inner battle? Right? I don't know. So, designation, designation, designation. So only a great enlightened person is free from identification with this kind of designation. At least on the platform of understanding. And then understanding is one thing. Then to realize it within the heart is another. It's one thing to know. It's another to remember. It's amazing to know something and at the same time amazing how we forget it. How many times we forget the knowledge that we have. We have it, we know it, we are the soul, and then we forget it anyway. And again, act under the influence of the body. It's one thing to know. First time I got this Bhagavad Gita, I was in a different state of life. And I was smoking, and while smoking, reading the Bhagavad Gita, and thinking, yes, I agree with this. Yes, this is right. But I was not yet so close, although I thought I was. So to realize knowledge in the heart comes when we are trying to dedicate our life to the principles of this knowledge. This is called prescribed duty. So it's not so easy. It's not so easy. Because life is happening right in front of our eyes. And even when a movie, which is just some false created condition, even when a movie unfolds in front of our eyes, we go through so many ups and downs and become emotionally affected. We cry tears. Cry tears over some movie that some guy in Hollywood behind his desk all put together, just this and that. And we cry and cry and cry just for some movie. And what to speak about real life? We cry much more. But even that real life, in one sense, is not more meaningful. Arjuna was very fixed to act according to prescribed duty, very fixed to stay on the platform of remembering the eternal identity of the soul in any condition of life. And therefore, when Arjuna saw that those who were dear to him were dying, Arjuna remained unaffected. How was it possible? Was he cold, insensitive, heartless, impersonal, selfish? No. Arjuna saw with transcendental eyes. Arjuna saw that his relatives were not dying. He saw Vasamsi Janani Yata Vihaya. He saw that death is like changing clothes. At night, we change dress, we take off the dress of the day, put on some dress for the night, and the next morning, we put on fresh clothes. Different person. Some people have so many varieties of outfits, you don't even recognize them the next day. So in that way, the changing of bodies is taking place. Tenusmin yata dehi kumaram yovanam jara tata dehantra prapri dhirastata namuyate. Dhirastata namuyate, the wise is not disturbed nor bewildered by such a change. This is what Arjuna was remembering. And it was a fight. It was a fight because the material energy was at the same time producing many intense situations. Situations that apparently were quite overwhelming, as we are facing. Life at times gets very, very overwhelming, very intense, very strong. And we're also facing, face the death of dear ones or our own death coming very close and then just missed again. I mean, if I would really think deeply and see how many times in my life death came close, well, it would take a little while to make the list. But of course, near missers in cars, a few accidents, so that's a great relief. But ultimately, that's all it is, a relief. It's a relief. It's still not enough. Okay, this world has a cycle of birth and death. This world has loss and profit. This world has as all that, right? Happiness and distress. So if one is beyond that, and one can be ultimately peaceful. So one who realizes that eternal nature of the soul can be eternal, can be really peaceful. But even to be really peaceful is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is still greater. The ultimate goal is to enter into a relationship with the all-attractive Supreme Lord. And there one goes beyond being peaceful. One goes beyond shanti. One goes beyond peace. Just peace is nice, but it's not that. One goes to the level beyond peace, to the level of ecstasy, to the level of ecstatic happiness that is greater than merely peace. Is active, full of variety, full of taste, but this time not material, this time spiritual. So this is the state beyond doubt, asansaya, mam evasyasi asansaya. This is the state where we are naturally drawn, because the soul is naturally searching out this anand, not shanti. It does not say, that the soul is looking for shanti. It says anandamai byasat. The soul is looking for ananda. Ananda is not shanti, is not peace. Anand means ecstasy. Totally absorbed in spiritual taste, totally absorbed in spiritual variety, totally appreciating transcendental form, transcendental flavor, eternal form, eternal variety, not formless, not free from variety, but eternally full of spiritual variety. That is the spiritual world. And that is what Arjuna was focusing on. And that is the perfection. It can be easily attained, by remembering Krishna. And how to remember Krishna? Simply, it is stated here, by remembering his name. Because the name of Krishna is none different from Krishna, because both are spiritual, and spiritual means unlimited. So because Krishna's name is as spiritual as Krishna's personal presence, and both are unlimited, therefore there can be no difference between the two. Namo Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Sudha Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nabhinamino. Purna Sudha Nitya Mukto, that means it's equally perfect as Krishna himself. So, therefore, by chanting Krishna's name in the form of the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, all perfection can be attained. One can come to the point of fulfilling this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat Sarvesu Kaleshu, to always remember Krishna by chanting this holy name. That will help us to rise above the otherwise very strong, overpowering energy of this material world. Where everyone gets caught up. Everyone gets caught up. It's Saturday night. You know, I mean, do you know it's Saturday night? It's Saturday night, you know. I mean, Saturday night, you know. It's not any night. It's Saturday night. And what are you gonna do on Saturday night? Right? Yeah. It's a Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. Oh my God. It's a Saturday night. What are we gonna do about it? Right? Saturday night. Whew. Did you realize that? Whew. Like that. It's Saturday night. But the soul, oh, couldn't care less. For the soul, it doesn't matter if it's Saturday night or Monday morning. So Arjuna was remembering Krishna 7 days a week. Oh, never forgot him in all circumstances. So we are to accept Arjuna as our guru. Arjuna is our teacher. Arjuna, guru means example, right? Not, oh guru, guru, flowers at your feet. Oh guru, guru, we give you the biggest seat. Oh guru, 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 take all that we can give. Oh guru, guru, please bless, bless, bless. No, no. Guru means the example, teacher by example. Do as I do, our guru said. We must do as he does. That is the process. So as Arjuna did, we must do. That's the whole purpose. Just as in India, there's a tradition that when a girl marries, right, then she moves into the house of her husband, right? She leaves the house of her father and moves to the house of her husband. And traditionally, they had joint families. They all lived together in one house and still going on. Just now, I was in India, and the last I stayed in some private home, and I arrived there, and the son had just married. Right? I just came an hour after the marriage, so they were very happy. Oh, Swamiji is now coming just after the marriage, so please bless the whole family. Please bless this marriage. And please say something that it may last for everything very well. Yes, yes. Okay, so I blessed. And then they were very happy, and I had good rest, and all the best. And so on. So, but the girl goes to the house of the husband. And then they stay there. Also, the parents are there. And, they all have their family hierarchy, etc., right? The parents are still on the case of their married children also. Yeah, the whole thing. So, it is said, if a mother wants to teach her daughter-in-law, that's difficult, sensitive thing, because it's not really her own daughter, so it's a little hard. So, therefore, the tradition is, they have a tradition for that, and the tradition is, she's not supposed to teach her daughter-in-law directly. What she does, she teaches her own daughter under the nose of the daughter-in-law, right? And tells her own daughter, oh, you should do these and these things, and should not do both of those things. Right? And then the daughter-in-law is watching, oh, I see. And in this way, she's teaching the daughter-in-law. Right? This Indian system, very old traditional system. So one teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So, in the same way, the Supreme Lord is teaching the general populace by teaching his devotee. So Krishna was teaching Arjuna, right? Not to teach Arjuna. Arjuna already knew, right? Arjuna didn't need Bhagavad Gita. He already knew this before, actually. But Krishna just arranged that Arjuna forgot it, then he could teach him so that we can learn. That's the purpose. Acha. Not like, let's see, how nice this story of Bhagavad Gita and about Krishna and about all these things. They're very nice, very, very nice. No, not like that. It's for us to learn, for us to change, for us to follow. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. We can take the name of Arjuna and put our own name there. We can put our own name there. Therefore, dot, 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 fill in your name in the blank, right? Therefore, dot, 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 whatever your name is, you should always think of me in the form of Christian at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. Because don't we all have a fight in life? It's interesting. Whose life is without fight? I don't know if yours is. Mine's not. With your activities dedicated to me, in spite of all that, still stay dedicated to Krishna. In spite of the fight. And your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. That's it. No? So that's the meaning of this verse. Tasmat sarvi sukhali summanamusmaryu jacha mayarpatamano buddhir mameva jisi asansaya. It's for us. We can take this verse and we can put it on the wall above our bed. We can look at it and meditate on it for the rest of our life. There is no need to read anything else. We can just read this one verse. No need to read any more newspaper. No need to read any further book. No need to read anything else. Just read that for the rest of this one verse, actually. But it's Saturday night. And it's a nice Saturday night. Tonight's young, and we started it well. We started it with a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. It's an auspicious beginning of the Saturday night, and I'm sure we'll carry it with us wherever destiny will take us throughout the evening. Something we'll remember. It is nice that we did this, that we started the Saturday night with a verse of Bhagavad Gita. Nice. I don't know how much we'll remember on Sunday morning. I don't know how much on Monday. And by Tuesday, I'm sure we'll forget. And by Wednesday, my God, you know. I don't know where I'm going to be on Wednesday. Like that. But we can put it on the wall if we really want to. This verse. Above our bed. Right near our head. Have a little torchlight. And when we wake up in the middle of the night, flash. Quickly read it. We can do that. Because it's that fundamental, actually. Something so fundamental that it will apply to every moment of our life. That's what we actually heard this evening. It's quite significant. All right, I talked too much, so I think this is it. Thank you very much. And if there are any comments or questions from your side, please go ahead. Everything you can use to get rid of the ghosts. Still don't go. Well, I guess, you know, then you have to spend the night with the ghost. What can we do? As if he doesn't go, what can you do? You know, you have to wait till the morning comes. It will not remain fixed unless we are satisfied. Real fixing of the mind can only come if we are fixed upon the all-attractive Supreme Lord. Because there, the soul is acting according to its true nature. Because the nature of the soul is Anandamay Vyasat, says the Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is the, sutra means summarized form at very small quotes, very condensed quotes. And Vedanta means the end of all Veda, of all knowledge. So the final conclusion of the Veda, given in very summarized quotes, is the Vedanta Sutra. So therefore, of all Vedic literatures, we find the conclusions of all Vedic literatures in the Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra is explaining Anandamaya Vyasat, that the soul by nature is pleasure seeking. So, pleasure is found in the relationship with the Supreme Light. Therefore, without an intimate relationship with Krishna, with the all-attractive Supreme Lord, no satisfaction will be there. Then, it will not be possible to even remain fixed in the understanding of the eternity of the soul. Because just the knowledge of the eternity of the soul is wonderful. Because if one has this knowledge of the eternity of the soul, one realizes that one is not affected at all by anything that happens in this world. Nothing can touch us. The soul is not touched by anything in this world. So, nothing can touch us. Simple as that. Right. Do these and these things and should not do both of those things. And then a daughter-in-law is watching. Oh, I see. And in this way, she's teaching the daughter-in-law. Right? This Indian system. Very old traditional system. So one teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So, in the same way, the Supreme Lord is teaching the general populace by teaching his devotee. So Krishna was teaching Arjuna, right? Not to teach Arjuna. Arjuna already knew. Right? Arjuna didn't need Bhagavad Gita. He already knew this before, actually. But Krishna just arranged that Arjuna forgot it, then he could teach him, so that we can learn. That's the purpose. Achha. Not like, let's see, how nice this story of Bhagavad Gita and about Krishna and about all these things. They're very nice, very, very nice. No, not like that. It's for us to learn. For us to change, for us to follow. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. We can take the name of Arjuna and put our own name there. We can put our own name there. Therefore, dot, 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 fill in your name in the blank, right? Therefore, dot, 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 whatever your name is, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. Because don't we all have a fight in life? It's interesting. Whose life is without fight? I don't know if yours is. Mine's not. With your activities dedicated to me, in spite of all that, still stay dedicated to Krishna. In spite of the fight. And your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. That's it. No? So that's the meaning of this verse. Tasmat sarvi sukhale summanamusmaryu jacha mayarpatamano buddhir mameva jesi asansaya. It's for us. We can take this verse and we can put it on the wall above our bed. We can look at it and meditate on it for the rest of our life. There is no need to read anything else. We can just read this one verse. No need to read any more newspaper. No need to read any further book. No need to read anything else. Just read that for the rest of this one verse, actually. But it's Saturday night. And it's a nice Saturday night. Tonight's young, and we started it well. We started it with a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. It's an auspicious beginning of the Saturday night, and I'm sure we'll carry it with us wherever destiny will take us. Throughout the evening, something we'll remember. It is nice that we did this, that we started the Saturday night with a verse of Bhagavad Gita. Nice. I don't know how much we'll remember on Sunday morning. I don't know how much on Monday. And by Tuesday, I'm sure we'll forget. And by Wednesday, my God, you know. I don't know where I'm going to be on Wednesday. Like that. But we can put it on the wall if we really want to. This verse. Above our bed. Right near our head. Have a little torchlight. And when we wake up in the middle of the night, flash. Quickly read it. We can do that. Because it's that fundamental, actually. Something so fundamental that it will apply to every moment of our life. That's what we actually heard this evening. It's quite significant. All right, I talked too much, so I think this is it. Thank you very much. And if there are any comments or questions from your side, please go ahead. We would be very happy to hear or to try and answer your questions. He always has a question. Everything you can use to get rid of the ghosts. Still don't go. Well, I guess, you know, then you have to spend the night with the ghost. What can we do? So if he doesn't go, what can you do, you know? You have to wait till the morning comes.